For more than 150 years, prospectors in the United States have drilled countless holes in the ground in search of oil and gas. Most of the resulting wells were sealed once they became unprofitable. But improperly sealed ones can lead to explosions and other hazards. With the gas rush underway in the Marcellus Shale in the eastern U.S., the Federal Department of Energy has made the search for so-called orphaned wells a high priority. From the radio show The Allegheny Front, Kate Malangowski has our story.
At the Washington County Airport, a peculiar-looking helicopter is landing. It has two long poles branching out beneath each side, kind of like wings. After the propellers stop, Shane Seddon hops out of the helicopter and removes his helmet. As an operator, it's his job to make sure the data is being taken properly, as he checks a screen from the cockpit.
It went good, no wind, smooth, no birds, no other planes.
Seddon is with Fugro Airborne Surveys, an international surveying group hired by the Department of Energy to look for abandoned wells in this part of Pennsylvania. The team will survey a portion of Washington County, where Marcellus Shale drilling is expected to surge. He says the survey area is not very big.
It's 290 kilometers in total lines, like length, so I think it's maybe 3 or 4 square miles. It's a lot of, you just go in and then your tight turns and then fly right back and then another tight turn and fly back.
The helicopter has special equipment mounted on long, white poles on either side. At the end of each pole is a white cylinder pointed at the ground. Inside, these canisters are essentially advanced metal detectors. They can pick up cars, natural metals like gold, or the metal casings found in abandoned oil and gas wells. Whenever the detector senses something magnetic, the data will be shown on a screen that Seddon is checking on during the flight.
I'm just looking at the raw data of what I see, and if there's an anomaly down there, it'll spike.
The Department of Energy has used this type of technology out west and is now piloting the flyovers in Pennsylvania. Rick Hammack is a scientist with the National Energy Technology Lab, and he's in charge of the flyover project.
An abandoned well, if it's not properly plugged, provides a conduit for gases to come to the surface. These gases could be, of course, methane, natural gas, or something like radon. If wells aren't known, if you build a house over top of a well that's not sealed, the well itself can provide a conduit for radon to come up and invade the basement or natural gas.
The first natural gas well in Pennsylvania was drilled in 1859, but the industry wasn't regulated until 1956. That left almost a century's worth of wells drilled with little or no records of where they were located. It's estimated there are more than 100,000 of these so-called orphan wells sitting in Pennsylvania. Left untreated, Hammack says houses built on top of these wells can become explosive.
Certainly Pennsylvania has a long experience with houses that have exploded because of gases that have accumulated in people's basements and have ignited.
We're also learning brand new information this morning as crews work to find out what caused an explosion at this house in West Mifflin. The explosion happened in the basement of this home along Blueberry Drive and caused the ceiling.
This explosion that WTAU-TV reported was actually caused by methane from an abandoned well. Fortunately, no one was home during this event, but others haven't been so lucky. Fred Baldessari is a former DEP geologist who specialized in abandoned wells. He's now a consultant who works on stray methane issues. On his laptop, he carries a PowerPoint about some of the most serious abandoned well events he's worked on.
That used to be a two-story house, and it got in through the water well, got into the house, and accumulated. The resulting explosion was 3 fatalities. Everybody in the home was killed.
Baldessari says that with the Marcellus boom, drillers are more vigilant than ever about finding out where these wells are.
It's in their best interest, and oftentimes they have farm line maps, which are old maps that are handed down through the different oil and gas companies that are maybe a little bit better than what the state has.
But the state is keeping tabs on abandoned wells. Among those doing this is Kristen Carter of the Pennsylvania Geological Survey. At her Pittsburgh office, she leans over a table and points at a map.
This is the heart of what is the Washington Taylorstown field. It's a very historic, large producing oil field that was developed in the early to mid 20th century. There are a lot of well permits here that start with the number 9.
meaning any well on the map that begins with 9 are orphan wells. There are dozens of dots like this on the map. One problem with looking for wells, Carter says, is a lot of the metal casings used to detect these wells are gone.
Anecdotally, we know that people removed as much steel as they could from the ground because they were using it for other things, the war effort and whatnot.
With the influx of drillers in the Marcellus Shale, there's even more of a need to locate these wells, hence the helicopter. Again, Rick Hammack of the National Energy Technology Lab.
Chances are, in years to come, there will be Marcellus development in these areas, but we will already have flown, and we will know where the wells are by the time development reaches these areas.
Once they're finished surveying, the data will be synced with video recordings taken from the helicopter, and results of this testing will be available after a 3-month analysis. Meanwhile, back at the Washington County Airport, Seddon returns to the helicopter for another flight. It's time to zigzag across the county again, looking for more orphan wells. I'm Kate Malangowski.
Our story on orphaned wells comes to us from the radio show The Allegheny Front.